you slide away.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio at Simon Fraser University, Burnaby Campus. You're listening to Rock and Ride. My name is Sean McMeekin, and I'm joined by Luca Rayom, Jackson Brown, and Bernie Lee. That was Dreaming of Coastlines by Mina. Mina's recent album. I should remember it, but I don't remember what it is called. Mina's recent album, Slow Motion, is currently top on the CJSF charts, which is based off of the playlist, which is all of the new recent additions to the CJSF library. So that was a very cool song that have been played, that has probably been played here before, but oh well, it is lovely to have a more chill song every once in a while. Here's Bernie Lee.
Hi, I'm Bernie, and I'm going to do a little segment on the Allman Brothers, specifically the bassist. So everybody knows Duane Allman, founder and original leader of the Allman Brothers band, died in a motorcycle crash. But that is a story for the next show, because many forget that another founding member of the band also died tragically in a motorcycle accident. Raymond Barry Oakley III was born on April 4th, 1948. And was the bassist and one of the founding members of the band The Allman Brothers. He was ranked number 46 on the 100 Greatest Bass Players of All Time list from Bass Player magazine for his long melodic bass runs. Later in 1995, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Allman Brothers band. Raymond Oakley was born in Chicago, Illinois, where he was raised in the suburb of Park Forest. He then moved to Florida, where he joined the Dickie Betts Band, the Blues Messengers, later called the Second Coming. He finally founded the Allman Brothers Band in 1969 with guitarists Betts and Duane Allman, singer and keyboardist Gret Allman, and drummers and percussionists Butch Trucks and High Johanny Jaimo Johansson, which is the most interesting name in the history of names. The equipment Oakley used to achieve his tone in the Allman Brothers Band was a Fender Jazz Bass, nicknamed the Tractor Bass, with a Guild Biosonic pickup manufactured by the Swedish company Hagstrom. Mainly using this gear, he recorded many albums with the Allman Brothers, such as the self-titled album The Allman Brothers Band in 1969 and Eat a Peach in 1972. That was a little tidbit for all you music gear nerds out there. In 1972, on November 11th, Raymond Oakley was involved in a motorcycle accident in Macon, Georgia, a mere 3 blocks away from where Duane Allman had his motorcycle accident a year prior. Oakley was making a sharp right turn on the road on Napier Avenue at Iverness when he strayed over the center line and collided at an angle with the city bus that was making the turn from the opposite direction. Oakley was thrown from his motorcycle and, just as Duane Allman had, struck his head. Strangely, Oakley declined medical treatment after the crash and caught a ride home. 3 hours later, he was delirious with pain and he was rushed to hospital, where he died of the cerebral swelling caused by the fractured skull. The doctors later stated that even if Oakley had gone directly to the hospital from the scene of the accident, he could not have been saved. He was only 24 years old, the same as Duane Allman when he died. In remembrance of Oakley, there is now a bridge on U.S. Route 41 in Macon, Georgia, designated the Raymond Oakley III Bridge, over which runs the Duane Allman Boulevard. The resolution of the Georgia State Legislature stated that the names were designated in honor and remembrance of the late founding members of the Allman Brothers Band. Raymond Oakley was another musician taken from us too soon by transport. That is why we here at Rock and Ride ask that you be careful out there on the road today and be extra cautious around motorcycles, as they are more vulnerable in crashes. In any case, here's Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers.
Oh, community who will support you on your academic journey, the Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
Thank you. Golf Girl, Golf Girl by Caravan, which Jackson Brown, my co-host here, lovingly called Muppets music. And before that was Far From Here by Busty and the Bass, which I found very cool, but Jackson Brown was far more verbose about his feelings about it. Regardless, we're nearing the end of the show here, but Bernie's got a couple more songs for you.
Yep, so next up we have Little Blue featuring Brandy Carlile, and it's by Jacob Collier, and it's off his album that was released yesterday, Jesse Volume 4, and I listened to it last night before going to bed, and he released it on February 29th because he's trying to be fancy, but it was, it had some good songs on it. It was a lot more electronic and dance music-y than, say, Jesse Volume 2, which is my personal favorite. But anyways, this song is the most like Jesse Volume 2 on the album, so that's probably why I like it. So I'm going to play that for you. So this is, again, Little Blue by Jacob Collier. I never knew. In your eyes
This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio at Simon Fraser University, Burnaby Campus. You're listening to Rock and Ride. We're nearing the end of our show here, but be sure to stay tuned for the Steve Chong Show from 3 to 4 for Voice of the North, which is some Mandarin programming from 4 to 5, and Green Planet Monitor from 5 to 6. Before I introduce the next song, I'd like to ask Jackson Brown to apologize for being a bully today. Bernie, can
I'm
you
sorry,
put?
Sean.
He is not sorry. Never mind. That was "Little Blue" by Jacob Collier, which isn't the typical kind of song we would play here at Rock and Ride, but very calming, very nice nonetheless. Lastly, we have "Wildfire" by Aline Diana. Be sure to tune in next week from 2 to 3 for more Rock and Ride. Ben.